Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Hantavirus, Hantavirus. Work not over after Hantavirus evacuation. World Health Organization chief, work not over. That sounds a bit sort of ominous, doesn't it? First Hantavirus case in Ireland was tourists rushed to hospital in Limerick. Over 10, what? Not years ago, was it? 10 weeks ago? Two new antivirus exposures linked to... Oh, God. So it's still... Is this coming down the tracks again? People are worried. People are looking back to, you know, a few years ago, 2019, 2020 and all that. Is it about to happen again? Gift Grub delves in.
Good morning. The hantavirus dominates the news. But how dangerous is it? Professor Luke O'Neill is back after 4 years, and you know what that means.
How are you, Pat? How are you?
We're here just outside the Baldonnell Airport isolation zone.
What's that sound, Pat? Sounds like bells or something, huh?
Oh, those are the suspected carriers, Professor, who may be infected with the plague.
We're grand. There's nothing wrong.
I feel fine.
Back lepers. Now, Professor O'Neill, how close are we to Armageddon?
Armageddon is a bit of a stretch, Pat. Well, the data is telling us that there's nothing really to worry about, Pat. In the
short term, Luke,
you know.
Give me a bit more. There must be something to worry about. What's the R number?
The R number.
Potentially global killer.
Yeah, the R number, remember that. Well, the R number is very low, the data is telling us. The transmission rate is very low.
Oh, come on, Luke. For God's sake, the JNLR figures are out tomorrow. And people love a bit of PPP.
Well, what's PPP?
Pat's pandemic porn. Now talk to me about rat feces.
Oh, very unlikely to come in contact with rat feces.
But rodent defecation, i.e. Plopus ratus.
Yeah, that's a Latin term.
Is the primary spreader, is it not? I mean, the last time it was bats, now it's rats.
Now, Pat, I wouldn't get carried away.
God knows where it will all end.
For God's sake, Pat.
2 kilometre radius.
5 kilometre radius.
Essential journeys only. Garda checkpoints.
We'll be asking you where you're off to, please.
Oh, to the supermarket, Garda. I have the Lidl bag here to prove it.
Hi, everybody. Here's my lovely new recipe for Hanta banana bread.
Good evening and welcome to Primetime. Coming to you from my hot press in Rathmines. Well, look, as the country enters lockdown, I'm joined by Professor Sam McConkie. Professor, what's your expert analysis?
We're all doomed, can't you see? Where is your mask, woman?
Oh, I'm sorry, Professor.
Do not inflict me with your vile strain, you Jezebel.
What's your advice, Professor?
Get under your beds, go to your attics, buy all the tinned food you can find. The day of reckoning is nigh.
Did you say now?
No, nigh.
Yeah, but you've a northern accent, so it sounds like...
Shut up, will you?
Sorry.
Flatten the curve.
Substantial meals.
Wash your hands, wash
Delta,
your hands.
Delta, Omicron variant.
Toilet roll!
Celebrities singing on Zoom.
We're all struck down with the Hanta.
Yeah, it's beautiful, Christy.
It happened all too soon. No pubs to buy a Fanta.
Let's get this song sung and get out of here.
We might as well all cocoon.
It's lovely, Brezzy.
Thanks.
It's lovely, Brezzy.
Cheers.
I want to be very clear about this. As Minister for Panic, I, Simon Harris, am announcing that we now move to level 7, and I'm delighted to announce that Professor Tony Holohan has come out of relative obscurity and reformed NEFET or whatever you call it. Surveillance will begin tonight at 6 p.m. God bless us all.
So, there you have it. Pubs are closed. Lockdown goes into operation, level 7. People are advised to social distance at 10 metres apart from each other. Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, is getting ready to tap dance down the stairs of government buildings as I speak in a hazmat suit to announce the end of the world. But as always, racing at Leopardstown goes ahead as usual. Luke?
Seriously, there's nothing to worry about, Pat.
Yeah. We hope.
Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.